systems are offline.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
The Pat and AJ Podcast.
Well, because they got great banter. They jib-jab, 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 jib-jab.
Pat and AJ.
I feel like the conversation we've been having in the last 5 minutes is a lot more interesting than the shit they're talking about on the radio. Just moronic commentary and stupid sound effects, and it's just dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
It's the Pat and AJ Podcast.
For those of you playing the at-home version of the game, which I guess these days the at-home version of the game is Facebook, because we're old, you know.
Yeah.
We're in our 40s, and I don't think us or any of our audience is going to interact on any other platform, but we did get a poll up about whether or not I should keep my potty mouth in check while we do the podcast here. Because if you maybe remembered the last time around, AJ was a little upset about that. She was
so many F-bombs.
She was riding me a little bit, right? She's a little bit like school teacher, and I'm telling you, this is the downfall, working with your partner, everybody.
He gets very amped up and in show mode, and then he just starts dropping F-bombs.
Well, what do you expect me to do? That's what I do. I get into show mode, baby. All right, we are going to get to the results of that poll, okay? We have the results of that poll coming up. Before we do all that, Can I start with, this is really funny. I think we can all laugh at this. I hope we can all laugh at this. There's a French lawmaker, and this French lawmaker, he has proposed that the United States should return the Statue of Liberty, right? He want takes these backsies. I don't think we can call it Indian giving anymore.
No, that's not appropriate.
But basically, he's trying to pull the pink slip. And now what's funny about this is that this guy's now kind of gone on a public tirade. This is like his moment to shine.
I would say he's making headlines.
Oh, absolutely.
This is one French politician. This is not like the country as a whole.
It's like a low-level dude. I mean, everyone knows how that is. There's like one person who becomes representative of like you, and you're like, oh, fuck, no, not that guy.
Yeah.
So besides that, now he has a quote, and I just want to see how this sits with you. He said Elon Musk is a buffoon on ketamine. And I laughed in my head because I said, one, I would prefer to be called the buffoon on ketamine.
I think that's too nice.
I mean, and then I said, fuck me if it doesn't hit me. That's the band name right there.
Buffoon on ketamine?
Buffoon on ketamine. If anyone out there, I don't know who you are. Listen, I'm not in a band. I can't be in a band. The best I can do is maybe shake maracas. But I have a good presence on stage. But if you've been looking for a band name, they sometimes come at you like the Grateful Dead. They just opened up a big old dictionary and just pointed at a word. Boom, there it is. Buffoon on Ketamine is officially available. I'd love to see it end up on a small line of like Coachella next year when you're like, oh, look at all these big people. Oh my God, Oasis is playing and all these rappers. Oh, what's this one? Buffoon on Ketamine.
So you know what'll happen is it'll end up on like the fake festival posters that people make with the weird names because we really
Buffoon
don't know all the bands.
Buffoon on Ketamine. That's funny. I like that one, man. So, all right, welcome on in, everybody. It is the Pat and AJ Podcast. We appreciate you being here. How you doing, AJ? You good?
I'm good.
You grand?
Yeah.
You want to get to how everyone feels about my language?
Let's go for
before,
it.
Before we move on to other things?
Yeah.
All right, you poll people, you wanted to know whether or not I should wrangle in my language when we do the podcast. Of course, we did discuss how back in the terrestrial broadcast days, I was able to turn the switch on and off, and I could somehow do an FM broadcast without dropping the F-bombs. But then magically, once we transitioned to podcast, I said, I can swear, and I'm going to. And AJ, little bit, you get out of line, you ride me a little bit.
Well,
bit.
You know what I realized is it's not even like all the swear words. It's just the F word. You use it so much.
I may have to keep using it because after tallying all the votes, 227 of the faithful chimed in. And by an overwhelming margin of 87%. Just so you know, everything the current president's doing, he's doing, he says, with a mandate from the American people. He won by 51%. So if he has a mandate, I got a motherfucking mandate at 87%. Of course, the minority, the 13% were the ones who were saying, Pat, can you please clean it up? Sometimes I'm picking up my grandma from church and you're in there talking about the gooch and we just can't fucking handle it.
Gooch.
Unfortunately, we had other folks chime in that literally said it is the je ne sais quoi of the podcast. And they said, boy, you know what? It just makes me feel more connected. It makes me feel like it's more authentic.
We're just having a conversation.
Weren't we just talking about that, where I said my whole thing why I'm not filtering myself is because I wanted whatever this is that we do now, this podcast, to be authentic, yeah. Right? I mean, not that we weren't authentic for years, and I'm not going to relitigate it like we did last
time. No, we were
very
authentic, just no swearing.
Just to a point, right? I mean, there was like little filters. But so now, yeah. So apparently.
So what's the percentage that said 80, who cares?
87. Okay. Percent. That's a mandate.
All right.
87. That's a mandate to swear. I'm going to put it right here. Like, order up. There you go.
87%. All right. You know what? Fuck you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So, welcome on in. Hope everyone is doing well. By the way, we have a Klarna payment coming up next week. Just wanted to let you know about that for people who forgot. Yes, you
Pat's
can.
Pat's obsessed with Klarna.
You can use Klarna when you buy tickets to go see Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Those are the $16 payments that are coming out right now.
I just find it so funny that you're using Klarna for stuff we don't need to use
Klarna
for.
Wrestling tickets. The only
you're
thing,
just using them because you can.
The only thing that I'm using them for is wrestling tickets. But let me tell you, you're lucky. You're lucky that I didn't have a little bit more chutzpah because here's a way to make your butthole pucker, everybody. Book international travel. For yourself and your family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. The Griswold European family vacation. And yes, back in the days.
It's my least favorite of the National Lampoon's movies,
there's
by the
a
way.
Nice shot of that one German girl's rack, which I always remember. As a young man, that's where I go to was the boobies. Because we didn't get a lot of boobies back in the day. So those were quick ones that we got to saw. But we are going to London and Dublin. We're going to the United Kingdom. We're going to visit all those great sites that you hear about. And we're booking the travel and everything ourselves. I know that just made someone's butthole pucker, too.
Yeah.
I mean, but there are still travel agents, by the way. One of our very good friends, Jenny Boom, she does some kind of pseudo travel agency. Yeah. It's I don't even know what it's called anymore.
No, I mean, I understand. I'm just not one of those people that's ever used a travel agent. I am 100% comfortable booking travel completely by myself. My dad, on the other hand,
He went to travel agents
to the end. And I know there are still a lot of people who are like, I don't want to deal with it. I'll go to somebody else.
There's even, just to show you, you know, time keeps on slipping into the future. There's already a divide between millennials and Gen Zers. So basically it's millennials believe certain things are laptop purchases.
Yeah.
And Gen Zers do everything on their phone.
Oh, no. See, you know what? I get that. as a Zennial, I'm not quite a millennial. No, I'm a Zennial.
But you have enough of the blood in you. You're a half-breed.
There are moments where I'm like, I don't want to do this on my phone. This is too big of a purchase.
I followed all these travel blogs.
Booking travel shit on my phone sometimes, if it's a big trip, it freaks me out. I will rarely do it on my phone if I have to.
It was so funny because literally it was this young Gen Zer kind of documenting on TikTok her and her boyfriend, who's a millennial, doing all this travel. And she would always say, oh, here's the part where we have to go get the laptop out because this is a big purchase. Ooh,
it makes me feel better if I'm on, you know, a laptop.
Well, maybe I'm young at heart because I did make all these. I booked our flights to London and our hotel. And our Airbnb, because we're going to do a hotel in London. We're going to do an Airbnb in Dublin. And I booked the flights all from my phone, first off. All from my phone. So I'm young at heart. Gen Zers. Secondly, guess what option came up when it said time to pay, motherfucker?
Klarna.
Yeah, baby!
I mean, see, that's what Klarna's meant for, is big purchases, trips and stuff like that.
We could have done it.
And even, listen.
Oh, fuck, we could have done it, but you would have killed me. You would have fucking killed me.
Well, because it's stupid. I mean, because we've been saving for this trip for years.
I know, we have the money, but I mean, I can stretch that shit
because
out.
We've saved for this for years, I would have killed you. But if it was just tomorrow, we're like, we want to go to London. Yeah, then you make payments on it.
But don't
get me wrong. I used Klarna to buy a pair of Birkenstocks once. That's like, funny. You know, I get it.
Yeah, no, I was booking our travel, and I use Hopper. I don't know what you guys do for your flights, but I like to use Hopper.
I am shocked at how many people still ask, when's the best time to buy a flight for this trip?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, Hopper's been around forever. Well, use Hopper.
And even now, if you type it into any basic Google search engine, you know, they're smart enough to tell you, boom, here's everything. But traditionally, I've always used Hopper, the app, and that's where you kind of tell it, hey, here's where I want to go. And they even tell you kind of up front, like, these are the expensive days and times and here are the lists. And but basically I'm sitting there and I get the notification from Hopper because I've been watching these flights forever.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, for a little bit there I was like, oh shit, I need another job for us to those flights, like I kept checking in and Hopper either tells you to wait or it tells you to buy. All right, that's the only two options they have. It's either wait, we predict better prices, or buy, this is the best price you're going to get. And the whole time I was checking in, it was like, wait! And I'm like, good, I'm fucking waiting because I ain't paying that right there.
Didn't you say, I mean, it's actually not too bad. What did we go over, like $500 over budget for the flights?
The entire budget.
Which is not that bad.
The entire budget that I had in my head for flights and hotel. Yeah, we went 500 over.
It's not bad.
That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad.
For an international trip, yeah.
But I was laughing, yeah, because like AJ said, we had saved up for all this stuff. But when I got to the portion where you're checking out, I fucking lost it when it goes, all right, man, so how do you want to pay? We can do this, that, and that. Or it looks like you're a Klarna member.
You know what would be fun? And I know you can't do it because you make the purchase all at once. It would be fun to pay for your bags on Klarna. That would be like the best middle finger to the airlines because I'm so sick of the exorbitant bag fees.
This is literally, this is making
me. Screw you, Southwest. For real. You guys are the biggest disappointment. Well, I cannot even tell you. I am one of those faithful who's like, are you fucking kidding me?
The jig is up. You figured out they're just a regular capitalist company like every other one.
The only thing I'll give them is the CEO just pretty much said we need to make more money. So thank you for being honest, but still, screw you too.
Is it rumor or internet bullshit that Frontier is going to pick up the torch? Apparently, seeing the disgruntled, as AJ just performed for you. And by the way, I am
such a Southwest junkie up until now.
In my clique of friends, I have one who's in a different gang. He like literally works for another airline, so it's like, fuck them. But the other two, huge fans, and the other two lost their minds. By the way, I have no loyalty. I'm a true independent. I go wherever the fucking price is cheapest, and it gets me to wherever I want to be the fastest.
So the deal with Frontier is not permanent.
Okay, so
because I did this story at work the other day. So it's basically from like, it's like April. It's basically the whole summer. Mm-hmm. And there's a portion of the summer that you will get one free bag checked. So, and you know, travel is high during the summer, so it makes sense. But this is not a they're not like, we're going to do the free bags. Well, it's temporary. Yeah. But 2 points for jumping on the anger of people like me. Because I am flying Frontier in April.
Are you?
Yeah. And I can get that deal. I just have to go in and like adjust my ticket.
Shit. That's
awesome. So I'm not paying to check a bag.
Well, that literally, when we were booking our airfare and we ended up, we're taking American Airlines there because we're American.
America.
Motherfucker. But then, of course, flying back because we will have been brainwashed. We fly British Airways. We come back.
Fancy.
Allegiance to the throne. But in between, right, you notice I said we're doing London, Dublin. Couple ways to get there. No, you can't just hop, jump, and a skip. It's another fucking island, all right? Like, literally, you have to get off the rock that you're on to get to a different rock. It's kind of like going to Hawaii. So we are going to take a flight. You can take a boat. I guess there's
But it's a really, like, big production.
They said it sucks. They said, like, you have to take a train.
Yeah.
To the boat. Yeah, like, you have to take a train, like, 4 or 5 hours north. And then you get on the boat, and that's a couple hours. It basically ends up, they said, turning into like an 8-hour trek. And then someone said, and, you know, not to shit talk my own country, but you're not going through like the beautiful part of Britain.
No.
They're like, you're really not going through great countryside. Like, it's a pretty shitty ride all the way up there.
But at once you put in all that effort, it's probably worth to buy a plane ticket.
So and it's a quick like hour and a half flight from London to Dublin. And that's literally determining now, because I have to book those flights next. That's determining who we book is because it's all these cool kooky ass Irish airlines that I've never heard of. And I have to learn everything new about him. Like, I don't know. Here, we know who the Spirit is.
Yeah.
We know who the Delta is. We know who Southwest was, motherfuckers. And so there, I'm like, well, who
they
is this? They
took the mask off.
Who is that? Who is this? And then I'm learning the hustle. And then, yeah, British Airways was including bags. And I was like, well, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Like, all I'm all in if I don't got to pay bag fees, even over there. Even though British Airways hit you for the... what is it? The fucking seat selection,
too. I mean, do you have to pick a seat?
I don't know, but then we get, you know...
But here's the thing. The flight's like an hour and 20 minutes. We don't have to sit together for the hour. If you don't have to pay to pick seats, then don't.
Don't you? See, people like, always...
Isn't that how it is with Frontier? Because I recall...
I think so,
I just booked a flight from Mesa to Flint. Yes, I'm coming back to the 810. I'm very excited about it.
Are you? We're going to talk about that next. Go ahead.
But I booked the flight, and... As I recall, it's like you can pay to pick a seat, mm-hmm. or it just picks a seat for you, and I don't think you have to pee. And I'm like, I'm by myself. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean,
really, the flight between Dublin and London is so short.
It's an hour and a half.
We don't need to sit next to each other. Save the money.
Our son would, I think, almost have a fucking overload meltdown, awesome, happy time. He would burst into rainbows.
If he didn't have to sit by it.
If he got to sit in between like two talkative Brits. And the problem is, I don't think Brits talk. You know,
no,
like,
they're not as talkative as we are.
Like, we all think they're all like Ricky Gervais and stuff. No, and you're like, no.
They don't like small talk, I've heard.
But I mean, like, my son would fucking shit his pants to be able to get away from us and sit between like, or if we're going to Dublin, he ends up between two fucking loud, over-talkative Irishmen. Then he's like, holy shit, this is the greatest thing ever.
He loves accents, so I think he's just going to be fascinated by the
whole
thing.
These guys start drinking with him because, you know, they're like, you're 18. Why aren't you loaded by noon? Let's go, Joe.
He's going to get drunk.
I'm telling you, man. So, yeah, no, but I was trying to figure out, like, all, like, the who includes what with these new airlines. And it, literally, that kind of stuff will, like, you know, that'll decide it. So we're doing that, and yes, you can use Klarna if you want to fly to Europe. I'm just letting you know that may literally make someone open to international travel.
Yeah.
Because trust me, we don't do this shit all the time. Notice we've been planning for this trip for 4 years.
Not only have we been talking about it since 2010.
Yeah, a long time ago.
We've been planning for it for 4 years.
4 years, right? So, I mean, you know, but I don't know. Maybe someone out there is like, yo, I could never do that. And then Klarna's like, do I got a deal for you? You're like, fucking shiver me timbers.
Trust me, with the cost of everything, I still got to a point where I'm like, maybe we're not ready to do this. This is a lot.
What do you think? Yeah, right?
Really, even though we've saved for it, I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, the prices aren't, I mean, from what I'm seeing, it looks very akin. I would price it, this is going to sound terrible, at least lodging.
Yeah.
I would price the lodging cheaper than lodging you'll get in a, because we're going in July into August, because why not go when the rest of the fucking planet's there? It's cheaper than like LA, New York during that time.
Yeah.
Like if you were to say.
It seems so much. It's such a bigger undertaking. That's yeah.
Well,
problem.
I mean, obviously getting there, that's the big part. But I mean, as far as the actual lodging, very, very affordable. So you're going, hold on. You're going back to Flint, Michigan.
I am.
You're going back to Dort Highway.
I know.
The princess of Dort Highway returns.
What, I'm excited.
You said you're flying Frontier, so if I know that correct, are you flying out of Phoenix or are you flying
out of Mesa into Bishop?
Mesa into Bishop.
It's perfect. It's nonstop. I love
those. Are great little flights. I've taken those flights, not to Flint. I've taken them to South Bend and Midway, Chicago.
Whatever doesn't make me go to Detroit or Phoenix, I'm a happy camper.
And by the way, can you also, because this literally came up in some therapeutic sessions that I've doled out over the past week or so, because it is in the news and you happen to work in the news, can you remind people and yourself about all these mishaps in the air that this is actually, I don't know if this should scare you or not, quite normal?
Yes. I know it seems like there have been a lot of like plane accidents, mishaps and stuff. It really, if you look at the numbers, it's pretty normal. The problem is, and this is what I read the other day, one of the worst air disasters we've had in 20 years just happened in January. I can't remember which one it was.
It was the helicopter.
It was the helicopter, the Black Hawk helicopter.
And then the commercial flight with all the ice skaters.
So they're like, that's why, and it's horrific. It really is.
Terrible.
But that's why you're like, this is why it seems worse, because that's one of the worst we've had in a long time.
I've had these same conversations with friends of mine, because we never thought that saying, hey, we grew up in Chicago, let alone the south side of Chicago, would garner us so much street cred. And I'll be honest, fear. Yeah, it's kind of fun. People look at us like, oh, man, you guys are like war veterans. I go, no, not really.
No, not at all, actually.
But Chicago, me and my friends always contend, was probably more violent in the streets back in the 90s when we were coming up in high school and college than it is now. But if you were to ask anyone their general impression, they're all going to say, oh, my God, Chicago's like a war zone.
I'm
right
not
now.
Afraid
have
of
you,
flying
have
at
you, have
all.
You seen all the videos? And da, 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 da. And that's when it comes down to the awareness.
Yes.
Right? I mean, and case in point, my hometown, Midway Airport, one of these incidents
just happened there. Yeah.
Just happened there. And I literally, when I mean I grew up in Midway Airport, get out your Apple Map or Google Map and have fun and look it up and pinch in. My neighborhood is across the street, a city street. Okay. It is that fucking airport's in the middle of a neighborhood. And I thought about this. I said, well, this little incident where this Southwest plane is coming in, I believe. And there's a little private jet just tooting along like, hey.
Hey.
And all of a sudden, the Southwest jet's got to pull up to basically take off to avert hitting this guy. And it's captured on a cell phone. Because guess what we used to do back in that neighborhood? You watch the fucking planes come in.
That's what we did in Milwaukee.
That's what you did.
There was I think it's still there. There's an ice cream place right across the street from Mitchell International. And during the summer, you'd go there and you would eat ice cream and you'd lay on your car and let the planes take off over your head.
So with that being said, normally something like that would not have been caught on a camera phone, and it would not have been uploaded. It wouldn't have been viewed. By the way, it would have been a story from one guy if that one guy would have actually paid attention enough to notice what had happened. Otherwise, it would have happened. We would have had zero awareness.
Yeah, we're just overexposed.
Right. So, I mean, so you'll be fine.
If I'm going to die in a plane crash, that's... I have zero control, all right?
But I've been, but hey, 2 points to like you guys, like the media, that's what I mean by like you guys, for actually using this point to like drum up some really interesting articles. Like I've been learning all types of cool stuff about plane crashes, that a majority of people who are involved in plane crashes survive.
Yeah.
Like if you lay out the amount of plane crashes per year with the amount of people that were on each plane, and you put the fatalities up against the people who survived, overwhelmingly, you will survive a plane crash.
It is actually really rare for like an entire plane full of people
to
die. I mean, it happens and it's terrible, but it's rare.
Yeah.
And, you know, because everybody shits all over the media nowadays, it's everything's our fault.
No, I mean, I thought it was really interesting.
We have to counteract. And I've done that. I'm like, here are the numbers. You know, while you're hearing more about it, it doesn't mean we're experiencing more.
And then what else I learned? Because they said, all right, so here's the thing. How do you survive? And they literally started reminding, and this is, oh, I'm sorry, ladies. They talked about one of the main things you should be probably pay more attention to is the clothing you are wearing, more so to make sure you're not wearing any kind of synthetic materials, leggings, because they will melt right to your skin.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
They do not deal with heat very well.
Well, what the heck am I supposed to
wear? So imagine you're in a little bit of a scuttlebutt.
Well, now I'm going to Google that
and
it now. Gets,
well, and I guess supposedly.
Because who doesn't wear leggings on a plane? It's the most, planes are the most uncomfortable things in the world. But you wear comfy clothing.
I read in this article and they go, by the way, as you just said, it's in like the original fucking paperwork when it comes to commercial flying. Yeah. It's like in that long list of things that we probably never read.
Yeah, because we're too busy paying for everything from our seat to our bags to our pretzels. See,
so now you know. One, no, I know. Wear a cotton. They said wear a cotton or a wool. Or linen.
Oh, so I don't burn up alive. Yeah. Okay,
well, because that stuff will melt. Do you imagine that? Your fucking leggings just like melt onto you?
I try not to think about that stuff when I'm flying. I try not to think about, will my pants melt to my legs?
But yeah, so you're going back to Flint, Michigan. So are you going to stop by our old radio station?
I think I'm going to have like lunch with two of our old cohorts. I don't think I'll stop by the radio
station. I was wondering, because let me tell you something, and not that, and this is so fucking weird, not that we even left that place on any kind of bad terms. I mean, the fucking pandemic just came and they said, hey, we're done paying you because we don't know when this thing's going to be out. And hey, luckily enough for us, we had a little bit of an exit plan anyways. And they went on with their lives to do whatever they've done. So there's no like bad. It wasn't like there were no like we didn't get fired and in like a nefarious manner. And we didn't quit like fuck you guys. And there were no lawsuits and there were no one in the press yelling at each other. It was a very once in a million billion year lifetime experience of a global pandemic that affected business that impacted us. And I don't know. I mean, doesn't that kind of make it okay to go back and revisit?
I was a little more salty than you because you had such a career plan.
I did have a plan.
I was just, and this came up in my Facebook memories the other day. Like, mm-hmm. I got named like the talent of the month or something like that.
Oh,
for
you
the
were
company.
Always winning those awards.
Yeah. And it happened like the month we got fired. And it just broke my heart. Even though I knew we were going to leave eventually. I'm like, God damn it. Just once. I'd like to leave on my own accord.
Yeah, I mean,
I absolutely detested the human being that replaced us. So that made me really salty.
But they're not there anymore.
No, but they were. And that's my problem.
The stench.
Oh God, I can still smell her. But regardless, I just, you know, I don't feel the need to stop by the radio station. I do want to see a couple of our old coworkers though. We already decided we're going to meet up for something. So.
Are you going to, you're still.
I'm staying in our old neighborhood. I'm staying with my former hairdresser / friend, Carrie.
So what's your deal? Are you, you're going to fucking walk past our old house.
I'm totally going to check it out. Yeah.
I mean, if you had access to like neighbors directly, you'd be in their yards to check into our old yard.
Well, I'm going to go see neighbors in general. Like I'm going to let them know, hey, I'll be in town. If you just like, I'll walk the neighborhood and just say hi to everybody. But it's weird because we've moved so much in our radio careers that I have these lucid dreams about our old houses and like going back to visit and then somebody else lives there. And I've had that dream about this house in Burton. So I'm like, I'm absolutely, and then of course you go to it and you're like, well, this is nothing like the dream. This is just like it was when I was here, but I'm totally curious what's going on there. Wonderful. I've heard that whoever lives there has never opened the pool, which they won't have it open when I go because I'm going in April, but I'm just
they already
so
sold
curious.
The house.
They sold it within a year.
It's already going to be new owners.
I know. But I'm just excited to go see everybody. I'm actually shooting a video for a friend.
You're like semi going back for like a little bit of a project. You're not just going back. I mean, who doesn't just go back to Flint, Michigan for the scenes?
Well, I'm glad because I wanted to have a reason to go back. I mean, seeing people is enough of a reason. It's just because
I'd like to go back and visit all my favorite weed shops.
it's so different now because really, my family doesn't live in Milwaukee anymore. My mom's moving down here. Yeah. My sister lives there. But like, I won't be going back to visit as much. And that was always my thing. I'm like, well, I have to go to Milwaukee to visit. It's hard to find the time to go in to visit the other places we've lived.
Sure.
But now I'm like, this is kind of cool. And I'm looking forward to it. It'll be neat.
Is there anything, because this is how I remember places. It's food. Is there any place that you're looking forward to eating while you're in the greater Flint, Michigan area?
Real talk.
Not really.
Because the food here is so damn good. I mean, it is mind blowing.
We do have, what is it? Some kind of stupid award, some international
foodie
seal.
I mean, the only thing I would, and it doesn't really matter now, like Jet's Pizza was the best, but there's Jet's in Arizona.
See,
so.
I would run my ass right to Leo's.
Oh, you know what? I lied. I will go to Leo's. God damn, do I miss having a diner.
She just got all fucking serious.
Yeah, because I was trying to think of where we used to go, and I'm like, there was nowhere that really stood out, but the diners, especially Leo's.
Love
in Flint,
Leo's.
When you don't have those, we don't have diners like that here. And I'm like, it is a loss.
Well, I mean, we traded the traditional Greek influence, right? Because that's who runs a lot of famous eateries, diners. Of course, all the Coney Dog stands throughout Michigan. And that's, by the way, just so you know, keeps going through Chicago, right? We've all seen cheeseburger. The Greek guys went there. Yeah. But we swapped that ethnicity for Mexican.
Which is incredible. The Mexican food here will literally like make your butt pucker.
But there's definitely no diners. Like there's not, because like the Greeks were smart enough to go, okay, I'm going to put like one page of Greek shit on here, but then I'm going to have 10 million other pages of other shit.
There was, when we got here, there was a small chain of family-owned restaurants around here called Jerry Bob's.
Oh, yeah, what happened to them?
And that was the closest thing I could get. We could get to a diner.
A little pricey, though.
They were a little pricey, but I was still willing to like order from them. We never went to, because they weren't really close.
Yeah.
But I think there's only one that's still open, and it's like way on the east side of town. It's like 45 minutes away.
It's like
anything
else. That
was the closest thing. And then when they closed, I'm like, we got nothing.
I mean, it really is kind of going to, like, we talk about awareness and we were talking about with the airplanes and all that stuff. But it's the same thing, is you don't really recognize your access to things until maybe you don't have the access.
Yeah.
And it's like when you're used to having a Coney dog joint on every corner, then one day they're not there. Now you got a taco place on every corner, which, by the way, is pretty fucking sweet.
It's great.
I'm not going to lie.
I have a newfound appreciation for Mexican food. I would like to see the Flint River, though, because we have no water here. And I won't be near Lake Michigan. So
Would the Colorado River make that deal? Take a run out from the Flint Michigan River. It's like, hold on, we know you're going dry. How do you feel like some water? Yeah, it's cool. Where is it coming from? Flint, Michigan. Now I think we'll figure something out, man. Okay, so you're going to go see sights and friends and all that
fun stuff. I don't have a lot of time because, like, one of the days I'm pretty much just filming a video. But it's exciting, too, because this is a friend of mine, and her kids Irish danced for me when I was there. So it's not just like, you know, it's a professional relationship, but I'm excited to see them, too. So it'll be neat. It's only like it's Easter weekend. But, you know,
is it actual Easter weekend?
I fly back on Easter.
No shit, huh?
Yeah, we have a habit of doing that in this family.
We that goes back to our son's first Easter. Not that we were even like ever crazy religious, but I guess I was a cafeteria.
But still,
Catholic.
You celebrated Easter.
But I got scheduled on the biggest job interview of my professional career at that time. On Easter
weekend.
Because
your bosses were all Jewish.
They were all Jews. Yeah,
they didn't care.
This may shock you. Jewish folks work in high levels of major entertainment.
Yes.
But yes, it was the funniest part. They booked my big job interview in Seattle over Easter weekend, so I missed my son's first Easter. So maybe I set the pace a long time ago, 18 years ago, that we'll never be together. I don't know. What day do you think Christians get behind more these days? Is it, I feel like it's, they say Easter because you can't have the whole shebango without him rising up, right?
Well, it is like
the birthday's one thing. Yeah,
it
birthday.
Is the most, I think, religiously focused Christian holiday.
You need that part of the story.
We all know Christmas is commercialized.
Yeah.
Not many people who are not Christian celebrate Easter. I think, they might do the baskets and stuff like that, but overall it is the most, I think, centralized religious Christian holiday.
Just a thought, because we are in the holy days. I thought about this the other day. Would it be interesting if you could...
Shit, I ate meat today. God
nice
damn
going.
It.
Nice
I
going.
Totally forgot. So, our son just laughed at me. Dang it.
If you were to find Jesus Christ's bones, right, and you wake him up, rattle him up, and you go, hey, Jesus. He goes, yep. And you go, what do you identify as? Does he say Christian or does he say Jew?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Isn't that, I think the, he is says that Jewish. The question?
I think he said, I think if we wake him up, and listen, he woke up once before, people won't stop talking about it.
I mean, I think...
It's the talk of the town.
The key to religion is to admit that we know nothing.
There's a few holes of the story.
When you admit...
I'm like, hey, everyone now are Christians. He's like, why are they Christians? Well, because they follow you. He's like, what? I'm a Jew. I was just trying to make the Jews be better Jews, man.
When people like live and die for like the word that they think is real, that's when they get kind of shitty religious.
Yeah.
Just, I'm religious. I'm Catholic, but I also realize, who freaking knows? And I think that makes me a better Catholic.
I think I stand in the majority. That's right. All of you. Look. Let me look down upon you. I stand in the moral majority that really knows Easter is truly about the Easter peanut butter cups.
The Easter, the Reese's eggs. Speaking of.
Big ones, little ones, mega-sized ones.
The big one, I think the regular size
the religion
ones.
I get behind.
The
all
little
right?
ones are not great. There was a guy. They're too small. I bought one of those bags on accident because then you eat more. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, because you want to get the full.
Yeah, you want to get just the regular size because then you have one and you're good. There was a guy in England who had a great sense of humor, apparently. He asked in his will to be buried in a coffin shaped like a Snickers bar, and they freaking did it.
Oh, yeah, man.
And on the side, it said, I'm nuts. Yeah. And of course, all I'm thinking is, well, does that mean I can be like buried in a coffin shaped like a Reese's
egg? You can do anything you want.
Because I do it.
They've sold the Kiss coffin. You can buy that right now at like kiss.com. Gene Simmons will deliver that fucker right to your funeral home. $20,000 up front. Yeah, that's who I'm with. Whoever lets you eat the eggs. So I don't know. The Catholics can eat the eggs. I don't know. AJ was hanging out with a poor, fatigued Muslim brother the other day.
Oh my gosh.
In the middle of his Ramadan fast. If you don't know, all the Christians get off easy. You guys are like no meat on Fridays. Unfortunately, the Muslims.
Oh my God!
During Ramadan, the 40 days and 40 nights. Isn't that funny how it all kind of sounds the same?
Doesn't it?
During their 40 days and 40 nights, they don't eat during
from dusk to dawn
when the sun is up.
Yeah, this guy. He was doing something with my phone at Verizon. Young guy dressed really nice, but I just noticed he didn't look like he felt great. And it was
didn't have any pep in his step.
No, it was about 4 o'clock. And when the sun sets over here, man, does it just, it kills you. It'll warm up the entire room.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were sitting like right in the glare. And as we're waiting to do something, he goes over and shuts the blinds. He goes, sorry, but I'm cooking over here. I'm like, that's okay. Do you want some water? And he was like, no, I'm fasting 20 more days. Ugh. And he just looked, I mean, he wasn't complaining, but at just that moment, I think he
was. No, I think he was, and he should.
Well, right. He also said, he explained something interesting to me that I didn't know because I'm not Muslim. He said that because they go off the Gregorian calendar.
Okay.
So Ramadan, unlike Christmas and Easter, it changes it moves, every right? year. And he's yeah. like, you know, when I was a kid, we used to like do the fasting in winter and stuff. And all of a sudden it's moved to like spring and summer. And he's like, it's just different.
Yeah. My only interaction with it was in shockingly, a Catholic high school. St. Joseph's, as featured in the Oscar award-winning documentary Hoop Dream.
Yeah, would you go there for 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
1 year, motherfucker, until they expelled me, okay? But let me tell you the experiences that came out of that 1 year. At St. Joseph's High School, I remember one sitting in English class, and there was a guy next to me. His name was Mo, short for Mohammed. And
Mo, it was this guy's name too, yeah.
Yeah, and Mo was a big boy, and he was in the west side of Chicago, and he was part of the football team. And Mo was sitting there during English class, looking down, muttering words. And I kind of looked over, and I said, I think we have a problem with Mo, everyone.
He was praying, right?
And then another one of the 9 million other cradle Catholics in the room goes, nah, bro, man, like it's Ramadan. Like he can't eat, bro. So when he gets hungry, he's supposed to pray. He's
supposed to pray, yeah.
So he's sitting there praying. And then we talked to him about it. Like you said, then you started asking questions. This is how it works.
I was fascinated, yeah.
We would talk to him and what he would tell us, because he was a football player. And whatever, ooh, like you said, the times change. And I just remember it being during football season. So it had to have been the fall, yeah, or some shit.
He must have been so hungry.
He said he would wake up at whatever, 4 a.m.
before the sun came up,
and he'd eat like a motherfucker for like an hour 20 until about 5:20 when the sun, yeah, started coming up. So yeah, that's how he would get through. So yeah, I mean, not a bad deal. I mean, not that you even kept your oath to Jesus with the fish. Nice going. He dies for you. You have to go have a BLT on a fucking Friday.
I'm thrown off this week. I forgot it was Friday. I thought it was Thursday. Dang it.
That doesn't work with St. Peter.
Bad Catholic.
The Pat and AJ Podcast Network is available on all your favorite audio platforms. Subscribe today. Follow Pat and AJ on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook now at Pat and AJ. PatandAJ.com. Support the Pat and AJ Podcast Network today by donating on Venmo or Cash App. Powered by the people. The Pat and AJ Podcast.